I'm sure there will be more. I haven't figured it out yet. I don't usually plan a week ahead, as you've probably figured out. If you want to get a hold of me in between times, you can email me at queerfmradio@gmail.com. You can phone me in the next 2 minutes at 604-822-2487, or you can mail things to me at Queer FM, care of CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, room 233, 6138 Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC, V6T1Z1. Do visit the new Queer FM blog at queerfm.blog.ca. That's kind of the new default webpage of Queer FM. There's, you know, thoughts about queer-related things and anything else I happen to feel inspired to post. So stop by and comment. And also join the Queer FM Facebook page and get regular updates of what's coming up on the show. And that's it. Have a wonderful evening. We'll see you next week. Good night.
If I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me for to ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. I would swim the sea for to ease your pain. In the night forlorn, morning is born, morning is born in the light of love. And you miss sunrise if you close your eyes. That would break my heart. If I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me for to ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. I would swim the sea for to ease your pain.
Initializing. Transmission
confirmed.
M-Bot and
S-Bot present.
All awesome in your ears.
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
We're actually here.
It's been a while.
We're actually live and functioning bots.
The station feels a little bit alien to me this evening. It's been so long.
I know. It's been.
But we're here now.
It's been quite a while.
Feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like an old pair of shoes.
Yeah, but less smelly.
The good smelling kind.
The good smelling kind. You are listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears.
And we are...
I'm S-Bot.
And I'm M-Bot.
It doesn't usually go in that order.
I know, I'm sorry.
I wasn't ready for it. I was thrown off. I was adjusting my headphones.
It's okay. And I'm M-Bot, and you are listening to CITR?
101.9 FM.
And we are really excited to be here.
Yeah, this show we've been planning for...
ever.
Ever. And then it should have been on our last show, but for you people who tune in, it didn't happen. It was a repeat of our show that was before that.
Yeah, we were supposed to have a show on the 4th, but then we got snowed, like, on I guess.
We tried really hard to get here. It was, it wasn't going to happen, though.
No, so we got stranded and we couldn't do our show a couple weeks ago. So the theme of our show makes a little bit less sense. Maybe it's a little bit less poignant, but it doesn't matter.
Maybe a little bit.
Let's just introduce it.
Yeah, considering now that the CDs have been pulled from new release.
Yeah.
all our new release stuff's now old.
That's how long it's been.
Yeah, from when we originally planned this. Yeah, let's do it. Why don't you start it. You start it.
All right. So this is transmission number 16. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know that my headphones aren't working right now? I'm going to take them off.
Okay. Thanks for telling me.
Just in case you looked over at me and you're like, what are you doing? You look like an idiot. That's why.
Okay. I didn't think that, but...
Thank you. That's kind of you to say.
Anyways, transmission number 16. And the theme of this transmission is M-Bot and S-Bot's All Awesome in 2K8.
The best goddamn music of the year.
That was really sultry.
And smoke it.
So we're doing our favorite albums of 2008.
Yeah, we like compiled our favorite... is it 10 artists altogether, yeah. I guess, hey?
We have 4 favorite artists each and then two
combo artists.
Combo artists that
two
we...
combo albums that we both loved.
Equally,
exactly. So they made it.
which we're going to start with, actually, one of those.
Yeah.
We are going to start with the M83 album from last year titled Saturday Equals Youth.
Mm-hmm.
Came out on April 15th, 2008 on Mute Records.
And is fantastic.
And is so good.
Just an amazing album.
And we went to go see M83.
And it was so
and
good.
It was so good.
Who knew that the drummer would be encased in like plexiglass and just losing his brains?
Amazing.
That was a really great show.
It was. And the album is really good. Like totally stellar. The whole album just through and through. And we're going to be playing our mutually second favorite song off the album.
Our first favorites just ended up canceling each other out because we really wanted to play them. And we're like, you know what? Let's just go over our second favorite. And it was the same one.
Which is?
Colors.
So we're going to play that for you.
It's a little bit of a long track. It's like 8 minutes. So kind of like... relax and enjoy.
We'll ease you into this.
And this is just a taste of the album. It's a pretty eclectic album. It's good.
It's good. But the girl who sings in this album, her voice is like the most piercing and heartbreaking voice I've
ever
heard.
Angelic.
It's so beautiful. Anyways, let's get to it. Here is M83 with Colors.
We'll be right back.
So nice.
So nice.
Such relaxing ambient synth pop.
I just love that track.
That track's great. That album's is just so good. It's like a, if you haven't heard it before, it's kind of a throwback to like synth pop of the 80s. Only like, I guess, kind of like reinterpreted for today.
Yeah.
But it's it's good.
And it's really like sound based. It's like it's almost like you feel this like wall of sound. Mm-hmm,
definitely. It's very dense.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't think that it would necessarily make for like good, like a good live show, like it would translate well, but it sure did.
It like really did.
Yeah, it killed.
It was like I can't even talk about it. The only way I can describe the show is me doing this. So yeah, that was M83 off of the album Saturday Equals Youth, and that was Colors.
Yeah. And okay, up next are some of my picks. First up, we're going to hear No Age with the name of the track is Capo off the album Nouns, which was released on Sub Pop. Oh, no, I don't have the date. Do you have the date that it was released?
Oh, I totally have the date.
Yes, give it to me.
June?
July?
It was May 6th.
May 6th?
Yeah.
5 days after my birthday, by the way. Oh, also, it was Mbot's birthday yesterday. So everybody listening, give a little happy birthday to Mbot.
Yay.
Yay.
My circuits are 1 year older. My warranty is getting closer to expiration.
No Age, I decided also in compiling this list that I think that actually my favorite album of the year is No Age.
Really?
Is the Nouns album, which I didn't think was going to be the case because it was released like in the spring, and I think there's been some pretty good albums since then. But in listening to all the albums that we were looking at, definitely I think my favorites. And it was really tough for me to pick a track, but I went with Capo. No Age, I feel like, is a band that's kind of, if people happen to be complaining about no like guitar driven like indie rock anymore, so to speak, I think they need to look no further than No Age and maybe Deer Hunter, I guess, but I fall asleep at their shows. So
I know, I wasn't going to bring it up.
So, you know, whatever.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
And then after that, it's going to be Frightened Rabbits, their album Midnight Organ Fight, which was released
April 14th.
Oh, even earlier. And the track is going to be Old Fashioned.
And it was on Fat Cat.
On Fat Cat, right. Yeah, the album's great. I don't know. It just grew on me over time. I wasn't crazy about it at first. It's kind of just like a rock and roll album. I thought they sound like Counting Crows, and I still do. As though the Counting Crows were still making music and it was good. But it's like a fantastic album. I've kind of played it out for myself, actually, because I've listened to it so many times. But it's good. It's great. So I guess first up is going to be No Age with Capo, and after that, Frightened Rabbit with Old Fashioned.
It's only good when you say it like that.
Old Fashioned. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
just get old fashioned. Do it like they did in 43. Oh, let's get old fashioned. Back to how things used to be. If I get old, old fashioned, she get old, old fashioned to me.
Adorable.
Adorable. I really like that song.
It's a good song.
It's really cute.
The whole album's good, I think.
See, this is what's fun about this show is that our top albums are like really different from each other.
Yeah, they are. They're
but
kind of
I
all over the
but
place.
I really appreciate yours. I think that's cute. And now I want to listen. Now I want to listen to the whole album.
See, it's good. It's so good. It made my top 10.
So cute.
Yeah. So you just heard. Frightened Rabbit with Old Old Fashion off of Midnight Organ Fight, and before that was No Age with Capo, which I've decided was my favorite album of the year.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Oh yeah, I was supposed to play an ad. Oh well, we'll do that next.
Okay, that's
whatever.
Fine.
We'll do it after the next set. we're really on the ball today.
Yeah.
Okay, coming up next we have a combo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To start the combo off, I think we played both these bands.
I think we played all of these bands.
You're right. We have played all these bands, but I feel like these next two bands have gotten a special attention, which is deserved because they're Canadian and they're not far away either. It was going to start off with Women, which I feel like we've talked of before. Their self-titled album on Flemish Eye came out
October 7th.
Yes. And the track is going to be Camera, which kicks off the album and is 1 minute long. So... Don't get distracted or anything, otherwise you'll miss it.
And then following that, Azeda Booth, some of the same members as in Women. And this is off their debut album, In Flesh Tones. It came out on July 22nd on Absolutely Kosher. And it's also the title track, which we're going to be playing you, and it's called Ram.
Hmm.
And actually, we were talking about how both of these albums, it's like really hard to choose one song because... It's the album that's so good. It's not like one song stands out more than another.
Because
it's just like they both albums like perfectly flow in this.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard to just pick out one piece. Yeah, definitely.
So if you haven't taken a listen, they are both Calgary-based bands and do it.
Mm-hmm. They're good.
Yeah, they're good.
Okay, here we go. Women with Camera.
Yeah. Want to know what's going on around town? LiveMusicVancouver.com is the Lower Mainland's comprehensive source for live music listings. We've got more than 350 shows listed at any time, and our listings are updated continuously by hundreds of the very people who put on the shows you love. Artist information and MP3s are accessible right from the listings, as are maps and calendars for virtually every venue in the city. All this and tons more totally free at LiveMusicVancouver.com.
You hate those headphones.
I'm having real problems. I've even switched my headphones and still nothing.
It's all right. I can hear you, so it's all good.
Good. I'm glad.
So welcome back.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, I am MBot.
And I'm SBot.
And this is
All Awesome in Your Ears
on
CITR
101.9 FM. And we are doing our favorite albums of
2K8,
a.k.a. the best goddamn music of the year.
Which is of last year now, not of the last, whatever, 17 days.
17 days. So, yeah, we're doing our favorite albums, just to clue you guys back in.
I think it's going good so far.
Yeah, what did we just hear?
We just heard, that was just a Zeta Booth with Ram, and before that was Women with Camera. All 1 minute of it.
Amazing, though.
Amazing. So good.
So we are going to stop rambling and actually
try to move on.
We're going to try and play the rest of our five tracks in 25 minutes. So it's now also a marathon.
Okay, here we go. Next up, from, I guess it's from me. This is my pick. Yes. Are these ones split up? Yeah,
a little bit. Yeah, we have little combos for this one.
But they go well together. It's going to be Hercules and Love Affair, who got like a ton of attention this year for this disco revival sound.
Mm-hmm.
The track will be Athene. I think we decided is how it should be pronounced.
It's a self-titled album.
It's a self-titled album.
We did agree that it was going to be called
Athene. Okay, and when did it come out?
It came out on June 24th on DFA.
Nice.
So there's that, and then that was SBot's pick, and my pick from this little pair is Cut Copy, obviously a huge album of last year in Ghost Colors, came out on April 8th on Modular, and also a little bit I feel like the Frightened Rabbit album for you, I feel like I really played it out for me, and when I was thinking about my favorite albums, I was like, oh, I don't even really listen to the Cut Copy album that much anymore. I'm like, oh, it's only because you listened to it so many times.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it was so good. and so obviously it's here in the top. And the track I'll be playing is Far Away.
Yeah. First up, Athene from Her Hercules and Love Affair. I say that bad.
I liked it.
How are you born when Imagine a children's hospital network that boldly goes where none have gone before, and that's Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals combine state-of-the-art research and teaching programs with world-class orthopedic burn, spinal cord injury, and cleft lip and palate medical care. At Shriners, tomorrow's medical care is here today. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
Hey.
So thinking that perhaps I didn't take the computer off of cue, and you might not have heard any of that Cut Copy song at all.
Oh,
well, perhaps
hope you did,
an
though.
Ad, or even perhaps that Frightened Rabbit song we played earlier. The worst,
if
pretty
that,
much.
Okay, if that's the case, that's okay.
Is it, though?
Whatever, that's all right. Some dead air.
Like,
what's
just
that?
5 minutes of dead air.
Oh, no. We'll see.
We'll see.
If you did get to hear it, I'm sure you enjoyed it. If not, we recommend that you check it out.
I am the worst. I'm sorry, guys. Anyways, if you heard that, or heard the last 2 seconds of that, it was Far Away off of Cut Copy's album In Ghost Colors.
And before that was Hercules and Love Affair with, I'm going to say Athena this time.
I know,
time
I was wrong.
No. We decided together.
It's because it said, that's how it was spelled.
I know. I should have thought about the lyrics.
I know. I was like, why didn't you tell me? It's clearly on the lyrics.
I was going by the spelling. For the reason why was that it's spelled A-T-H-E-N-E. And that's where we were like,
what?
Is it Athena? Anyways, not important. Clearly not. Not comparatively, anyways.
Comparatively yeah. To me, like, totally messing everything up. I'm really sorry, guys,
it's
if
okay.
That happened.
Live radio, hey?
Live radio. I don't know. I don't even know what to say.
It's okay. Whatever. It's fine.
We only have 10 minutes left.
Okay, that's okay. Let's get to it.
Okay.
What's your set?
Okay, so this is my set. It is starting off with Woodhands and their debut album, Heart Attack. It came out on April 29th on Paperbag, and this track was called I Wasn't Made for Fighting.
Yeah.
And following that, this is my favorite album of the year in comparison to S-Bot's No Age.
Mm-hmm.
Album was The Presets with Apocalypso. Came out on April 7th on Modular, and it's just like, I will never get old of
and
this album.
And open for Cut Copy and maybe even stole some of their thunder.
If like by maybe you mean for sure, because I thought they were so much better.
For shiz.
And they are coming again.
Yeah.
April 13th.
We'll be there.
So we'll be there. And I'm going to be playing the track together. So let's try and fit everything in really, really fast. Okay, so here's Woodhands and Heart Attack, and following that, The Presets and Together.
Hey.
Heyo.
We are back. Now that we're not all flustered. that was
like 10 minutes of us just being like, what are we going to do about this?
Don't tell them our secrets. that was the presets with the track together off of Apocalypso. Honestly, like, it's like hands down my favorite album of the year.
It'll get you
like,
moving.
Yeah, I just
fist pumping.
Oh, it's just so good, and like every track just like really gets to you. And before that, Woodhands with the track I Wasn't Made for Fighting off of their album Heart Attack. And they are, I believe, from Toronto.
Hmm.
Really great duo. And if you ever chance, if they ever come through town.
Yeah, would you see them play?
With Cadence Weapon at Richards.
Okay.
Yeah, they're just fantastic. The album's so stellar. It's really dancey as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, check those ones out.
Awesome.
So I guess we should remind everyone to stay tuned. Because Maxwell Maxwell is up next.
Maxwell Maxwell. He apparently is going to be a little bit late, too.
Which is fine.
Which is amazing, because now we'll have time to play our last track.
Perfect.
We were praying for it.
Do you want to?
Should we do it?
Let's do it. This is our last
joint album that we both liked of the year.
And probably also, like, for sure one of the best albums, hands down, of the
definitely.
Year. You do it.
Not surprisingly, TV on the Radio with the album Dear Science, which was released on Interscope.
September 23rd.
September
23rd. So pretty late in the year.
Pretty late. Huge album, though. We went and saw them play just before it was released.
I didn't.
Oh, damn it. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Just rub it,
it was awesome.
You can rub it in.
It was really good. And the new stuff sounded amazing. I think actually on the show that followed the concert that I went to, I was like, the new stuff sounded better than everything else. And the album shows it because it's so solid. The track we're going to play is Dancing Choose, which was the first single release and which just destroys.
And we like didn't even have to compromise on this one. It was an automatic.
We're like, Dancing Choose, obviously. Let's go. Moving on.
And I think it's a perfect way to end our little like top 10 albums.
Yeah, definitely. Even if you only got to listen to 8 of them.
You know, shut up. And maybe you didn't hear any ads. Whatever.
All right, that was it.
So that was it. That was our MBOT and SBOTs all awesome in 2K8.
The best goddamn music of the year.
Yeah.
Says us.
So let's leave it off with TV on the Radio.
Dancing Choose. Good night.
Good night.
He's a what? He's a what? He's a newspaper man. And he gets the best ideas from a newspaper stand. From his boots to his pants to his comments and his rants. He knows that any little article will do. The week presses the confusion about his part in the plan. And he can't understand that he's not in command. The decision's underwritten by the cash in his hand. Bought a sweater for his woman right or two. No, I'm no madman, but that's insanity. It's before feminine, more before family. Goes and shows up with more bowls and more cups. And the ride from the last hot meal erupts his hard drive to the leanest months. Shells out the hard cash for the sickest stunts. On aftershave, on gasoline, he flips the page and turns the scene. In my mind I'm drowning butterflies, broken dreams and alibis. That's fine. I've seen my palate blown to monochrome. Hollow heart clicks, hollow tone. It's boy in a crazy, what the lights can do for counterfeit community. Every opportunity wasted as the space between the flash tattoo and the half-hearted hologram. Rose for the Friday, now we glide full bleed on a death dumb tree. Yes, God, live a dollar sign, credit card, autograph, dime for the record, but not for freedom. Angry young mannequin, American, apparently still to the rhythm that I get to the back of me. Can't stand the speeches that I tell the anatomy. Gold plated overhead, blank transparency. In the days of old, you were a nut. Now you need three bumps before you cut. Nothing I should care about, nothing I'm scared of, but I guess you had to be fair. In my mind I'm bleeding butterflies, broken dreams and alibis. That's fine. I've seen my palette flow to monochrome. Hollow heart clicks, hollow tone. It's time. I see you figure your action pose. Foam injected axle rose. Life size. Should something shake you if you drop the loose? Lord, just keep your dancing shoes off mine.
Edition.
Good.
That sound okay?
Yeah. Hey.
Okay, great. Awesome.
We're talking into the microphone for a second. We're both talking into the microphone. Hey, it's Embot. I'm hanging out with Maxwell Maxwell.
Maxwell is trying to figure out this fucking stupid-ass piece of shit mixer. Hey, great news, though, guys. We just figured out what we're going to do with the money that you were kind enough to give us. And we are going to be buying a new mixer for in here. We're going to be buying some CDJs to get everybody going on the whole turntablism thing. Is that working? Looks like it is. Hopefully. Okay, great. Fantastic. Can you turn up the mixer, please? There we go. All right. You're listening to Mando Trasho with Maxwell Maxwell. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.